Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Nolch. This is a podcast which is just a hobby. I talk about things. It goes for half an hour or an hour long. And it's just random and it's unprofessional and it's just a little fun time for me. And where I talk about interesting information. In today's podcast, it will probably be an hour long, even though I only have about half an hour to spare. But that's because what we're going to go over, it just needs an hour. It's pretty damn cool. And what it is a documentary that I came across on YouTube, and I might have seen it before years ago, and talks about the New World Order and, you know, the corruptness of the world. And there's lots of documentaries out there that are like that. It's called Wake Up Call, New World Order. But it's just really, really good. I was listening to it a bit in the background while I was doing something on the computer, and just every single thing was just so on the ball and so spot on, and it seems to be so correct, you know. And because like everything is like, when you're dealing with things that you can't directly see and know, everything has to be seems, or apparently, you need to use these words. Because they're more accurate in saying, you know, it's just like, you know, I know that this desk isn't here in front of me, but if we're talking about some sort of conspiracy theory, it's not like I've actually specifically seen that occur so I can say it's definitely 100% happened, but it's like I'm 99% sure. It's like all the evidence is there. It's kind of like, when scientists talk about evolution and they say, you know, we weren't there to actually see it, but just there's so much like a preponderance of evidence they talk about that indicates that this is what happened. By the way, just on the topic of evolution, that's only half correct as well. That's not the full story, because apparently there's lots of holes in evolution. In the theory of evolution, like suddenly one animal will just evolve massively in a really short period of time, just randomly. And it's got holes in it, right? And one of the holes in it is that you can see how one animal evolved into another animal or evolved from another animal, but it's like suddenly was just plunked a few different random animals, like were just plunked there and put there, and then they evolved into a more complex many animals. But how was there just suddenly the plunking of this animal? It just came, you know what I mean? Like, it's, anyway, I'm not an expert on the whole creationist versus evolution sort of debate or whatever, but it's like the theory of evolution, technically everything you should be able to trace back to the first animal and like the first cell. But the way it works is it's like a variety of different things were like chucked on Earth, right? And then they evolved. So like, let's say it was a rat or whatever. You chuck a rat down and then that suddenly evolves over time. The rat splits into like being a duck and an elephant and a human. And you trace it all back to a rat, but then you can't trace it back any further. And the rat's completely separate to the shark that was dropped back. Anyway, the theory of evolution's got holes in it, and anyway, it's kind of interesting because it's like, I think some of the creationists are saying that, yeah, we don't deny it, some animals evolve into other animals and that sort of stuff, but, you know, what was it, how come there's suddenly these animals just put there, you know, it's like God suddenly put animals there or something. And I think if people think God is being some sort of person in the sky, I think that's a pretty silly notion. I don't think many Christians even believe God to be like just a man. Like, they know God's not a man, it's some sort of force, but I think a lot of the people who really are atheists and really hate God, like, they think that it's some man wearing robes floating in a cloud in heaven. And it's just like, I don't even think many Christians even believe that. They don't believe it's like a man, even though it might be referred to like that in the Bible. I don't think many people think of God in that way. I'm pretty sure, like, Buddhists and that sort of stuff and a new age sort of spiritual people, and I'm sort of included in that, I see more God as like a force or some sort of undescribable thing, but I don't see it as a man in the sky. Obviously, that's just utterly ridiculous. Personally, I just think that's utterly ridiculous. No offense if anyone believes that. But seriously, I think that's, I just don't think that's likely. I feel that maybe this God force could make themselves appear like a man to someone so that they can talk to it. Because imagine if God suddenly appears to you and it's like a piece of feather and you're like, what the hell, and the feather's talking to you. It's just weird. But if God makes itself into a man and then stands in front of you as a man, then you can have a conversation with it like it's a man. And it, you know what I mean? That this is what this is weird thing, God, or whatever it is. Anyway, so that's a bit off topic. But anyway, so in this podcast, we're going to talk about this New World Order documentary. And yeah, the reason why I'm going to do a commentary on it is because it was just so spot on. And while I was doing stuff and I was listening to it in the background, I kind of had to stop what I was doing so many times and just be like, man, that's on the ball. Damn, they're right. Yes, that's exactly right. I was just like, what the hell? Like, whoever made this was really on the ball. And what they've done is they've taken bits and pieces of all these different people around the world and compiled them. And the person really knows what they're talking about, because it's not like they're, you know, they put someone who's kind of right about anything. It's like everything was almost spot on. So I'm just like, oh, I have to commentate on this thing. And also it's just fun doing that. Anyway, now I didn't warn you. When you hear this noise, don't be alarmed. That's just me having a sip of green tea. Now, this podcast, the documentary actually goes for 2.5 hours, so it's going to be broken up over many podcasts. This is going to cover me a fair few weeks, this one, but it's really cool, and it's, I'm just going to elaborate on some of the stuff it talks about. Now, I'm ready to start, okay? Okay, now, it starts up, this documentary. It's called Wake Up Call New World Order. Check it out and watch it yourself. And maybe watch it after you listen to these podcasts. All right, now, it says, warning, this is the first thing you see. Do not watch this film if you rely on a rigid belief system to give your life a false sense of security and meaning. The information presented in this film is potentially life-changing, but must be watched with an open mind. Unless you're willing to put everything you think you know temporarily on hold and open up to the possibility that you may have been systematically deceived and lied to your entire life, this film is not for you. And that's a pretty hardcore intro, because that to me is saying, unless you're someone like me, because I'm like that, I'm willing to say I was wrong about something in the past and willing to find out the truth and willing to get, even if it's really upset, I'm willing to find out about it because I want to find out what's going on because I find it really interesting. But some people aren't like that. They're like, you know, they might be Christian or they might be a part of the Church of Scientology, and they're like got this strict belief system that's like, this is what I believe in and this is how it is. And when they start hearing information that's slightly different that goes against that, they start getting a bit shaken and a bit rocked, and then they don't watch it and they go away and they just watch like a cooking show on TV or something instead of watching this documentary. Just today I was watching something where this guy who protests against Scientology, he walked out the front of one of the churches and just stood there with a camera and then spoke to the lady who came out from the church who's actually the head of that church. And she came out and started speaking to him and saying, you know, leave, stop standing on the sidewalk and filming us, you know, leave or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I'm allowed to have a camera here. I'm just standing here. And he was like, so she just stood there half an hour and talked to him. And he said something like, he started saying some of the corrupt things about Scientology, right? And she was like, no, that's not true, and blah, 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 blah. And so he was giving her data and information, right, that was changing, that was meant a big life changing for her if she really thought with it. And but what she did is she heard it and was like, oh, I don't want to go there, I don't want to find out that, you know what I mean? So she didn't, after that, she didn't go and then look on the internet and research these things or ask questions and look it out. She had this belief system. The guy started throwing some data and information at her, and she didn't take it on board and was just like, no, 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 my church is good. No, 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 no. I've got security and meaning in my rigid belief system, and and she's probably obviously a bit scared or something, or a bit confused, and so she just doesn't look into it. Whereas if I was in her shoes and he would say those things, I would go, oh, really interesting, and I'll just ask him about it. And see, the thing is, he's a protester, right? So she thinks that he's just this negative, church-hating dude, right? And so I could talk to him as well, and I'd be like, okay, so this is some, maybe this guy's a negative church-hating dude. But I would still be willing to listen to what he said, and I'll be looking at him, judging him, going, does this guy seem like a crazy, evil guy? And he didn't really seem like it. And you could see during the interview that she was a little bit confused. You could see it in her eyes where she was like, hold on, this guy's kind of like a little bit funny and friendly, and he's, you know, like, you can tell she was confused. She was like, hold on, this guy doesn't seem like he's some evil church-hating guy. Because the guy was just saying, you know, look, I'm just here to, like, you know, information about your church, you know, and exposing what's going on. And you could see how she was like, because her whole life is like, you know, or how long she's been in the church, involved with the church, has been this belief system, whatever, and this is what's going on. And she also said to him, she goes, look, you're talking about some bad things and stuff, but, you know, I've been in it for 30 years and I haven't come across anything like that. And it's just like, yeah, because, like, it's not like you have eyes and ears everywhere, you know. But she wasn't open to new information. She wasn't, to like, willing to learn, you know. Whereas I would have, this is what I would have done. I would have listened to him and said, oh, these are interesting things he's saying. Maybe I'll just look into that and, you know, take the red pill in the Matrix and be willing to try and find out the truth. And you know what? If he is some evil, crazy, church-hating dude, right, then I'll look into it and I'll find that it was just not true, right? But see, if she looked into it, she'd actually find he was telling the truth, because he was telling the truth. And it would have rocked her life and changed her world. But no, she just had this belief system, was like, no, and she spoke to him for half an hour, and then she would have walked into back into the church and would have just, like, said, pretend like, I never heard those bad things he was saying. It's not true. It can't be true. And she would, a little bit of her mind would be like, oh, I don't really know. He kind of seemed like a nice guy. But then she would be a little bit confused about it. Then she'd just continue doing what you're doing and get distracted by life. But she's a classic example of someone who's not willing to take the red pill, because the red pill can be upsetting. She's not willing to find out the truth. The truth can be upsetting. And this is what this warning at the start of this video is saying. It's saying, warning, man, are you ready to find out the truth? Because it might mean that your whole life was just, it might mean you might sit down and start crying. You know what I mean? Like, if that lady found out what really was going on and how the church was operating and stuff, she'd sit down and cry and be like, I can't believe I put all this effort and money and volunteer hours and all this sort of stuff, and it was all just a joke. And that's really upsetting, you know. But you have to be tough in life. You have to be willing to do that if you want to find out the truth. If you don't want to find out the truth, fine. Be a slave. Go along and just, you know, don't find out anything about what's going on, and just be an idiot. You know what I mean? Just be closed-minded, be an idiot, not find anything out. So this is warnings, like, really classic, because it's just true. Some people have these strict, rigid belief systems where you hold the truth out in front of the person. You go, do you want to find out the truth? And people say no. And it's like the analogy in the Matrix where Morpheus or something says, some people are so tied down by the system or so inured by the system or something like that, that they'll actually, they won't want to get out of the system, and they'll fight to protect it. It's like the world we live in. It's the Matrix. Like, some people are so tied and trapped into it that, like, it's so upsetting. They don't want to find out the truth. They don't want, like, they've been deceived or tricked. And so that they start protecting it. And she's protecting it. She's stopping this guy from protesting, you know. She was trying to stop the guy from protesting. And because just some people just can't believe how upsetting it is. And then I know what they're talking about, because I've studied a lot of this stuff over the past few years. And I had to watch so many conspiracy theories and stuff. And I had to watch them again and again. And I had to see things in my own life and see it again and again, because it was just so unbelievable. It was just like, what the hell? you know, it was going on with the world, you know. And years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, it was more like the world, finding out the truth of the world. And then just recently, of late, it's been finding out the truth about the Church of Scientology. And it was just like, oh my God, like another thing, like what the hell? And it's just like, it's so unbelievable. It's just like, whoa, what the hell? It's so mind-breaking and just like, whoa, just shattering. And it's just, the truth is just the most spectacular thing ever, is what I'm trying to say. And this is what this documentary is getting into, and it's going to start, you know, waking you up. And because what it is we are people that share the world, right, with a small percentage of the population that are evil. And the shit that those people do really confuses everyone, and it tricks everyone, deceives everyone, right, and it brainwashes everyone. And watching his documentaries and that guy protesting out front of the church, he's trying to break the brainwashing and trying to get people to think for themselves and not just think what they're told to think. And it's epic. It's epic finding out the truth, because it's just like, it's like the Truman Show, where you're in this world that's set up and it's all fake and all this sort of stuff, and the things on the radio and the billboard, and you don't know who's actually funding the billboard that says some political message. And it's just, it's all this shit that's going on, right? And it's like, do you want to wake up to that? And it might get a little bit upsetting on the way, but it's just like, I really recommend going for it, you know. And some people who are fragile can get really, really upset about these things and just turn away. And I swear there's probably some people out there who found out about what's going on in the world and watched some of these documentaries and just went off and killed themselves because they're like, what the hell, this is too much. Well, whatever, that's their right, you know. People have a right to kill themselves. They want to do that, fine, go kill yourself. But anyway, I reckon everyone should just live with the truth, because when you find out the truth, things are a lot easier because everything makes sense. And for me, with all this stuff I found out, I can look into things, and things are a lot more simple and make a lot more sense. And it's a lot funner. But when you don't know what's going on, you get sucked in by things and you volunteer for hours working hard and things just not quite right and there's problems and blah, 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 because you don't know all the information. You don't really know what's going on. Life isn't a matter of being smart. Life's just a matter of knowing shit. You can be slow as fuck with math. Sorry, I'm emotional about all this stuff. It's pretty interesting. You can be slow as fuck with maths, okay? That doesn't matter. But what matters is, do you know information? You know, do you know what's going on? That's what's important. I don't care about thinking quick. That doesn't matter. You could take the slowest person you've ever met, but you could fill them up with essential, important information about how this world works and what's going on, and they'll be a much better person. They'll be going a lot better, and they'll enjoy things a lot more. Because there are some people who are smart, but that might just help you with some quick job where you need to type buttons fast and do maths or something. That's not that important. What's important is if you know shit. You got to know shit. You know, you got to be like a philosopher, a person who's trying to be wise and finding out what's going on and just knows a lot of stuff. You know, not memorizing stuff, but just understands how the world works and what's going on. That's what's important. And that's what will make things a lot funner and really good. When you know things, when you're not getting sucked into things, when you know how to buy a car well, and when you know how to fix a little bit of a radiator, when you know how to fill water correctly into a radiator, when you know how to tie your shoelaces. I mean, there's some people out there. I once met a 32-year-old who didn't know how to tie his shoelaces. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. These are the sort of people we share in our world. Like, 32 years old and didn't know how to tie his shoelaces. What the hell? That is just crazy. He just always wore shoes that didn't require shoelaces. That's wild. Do you know how to drive a manual car? You know what I mean? Do you know where the country Afghanistan is? You know, do you know who used to be the president in 1980? You know what I mean? I mean, you just need to know a lot of stuff. Do you know who runs the world? You know? There's so much to learn, and it's just a lifelong thing, but you got to know this shit, because if you don't know this shit, you end up becoming a slave, like that lady who was trying to tell that protester off. You know? I used to be in that. I got out of it. You know? Because I was like, this is not quite right. Things aren't making sense. Things aren't efficient within the church and all this sort of stuff. What the hell's going on? And I found out the truth and I was like, okay, so it's run by an idiot, right, who's quite a negative person and is running it down into the ground. And that is why I have to work hard at this. And that is why not many people are doing the religion and all this sort of stuff. Like, things make sense. Whereas when you don't know this information, you're like, well, why am I doing this and it's not working? Why am I doing that? It's not working. If your life has problems and things just aren't working well, it's because you don't know enough shit. You know what I mean? I once read some post on Facebook, right, where someone said something like they're having problems with thing, and I wrote the comment, I don't know if I said this right, because this might seem rude, but I said, the reason why you're having problems is because you're not smart enough. You don't know enough, you know? And she didn't get offended, right? But someone else got offended and thought that was rude for me to say that. But it's just like, and I said, no, she doesn't know enough. You know what I mean? We don't know enough. That's why we have problems in life. If we knew a lot, we wouldn't have these problems. Because she was probably saying problems with her kids or some sort of problem with her car and this sort of stuff. But it's just like, I shouldn't have said not smart enough, because that's probably the wrong way of thinking of it. It's just that you don't know enough. You know, and there was some car bumper sticker on a car once that I saw. Life can be tough, especially if you're stupid. And that just hits the nail exactly on the head. It's completely right. You've got to know all this shit. You've got to know it. Otherwise, you're going to run into all these problems. You've got to know how to spot an evil person. Do you know how to spot someone who's negative? I'll tell you right now, because I probably bet you a lot of you don't actually know how to spot it. Does that person cause more trouble than good? That's how you spot them. Bam, right there. So if they're a manager, if they're your friend, if they're your neighbor, they might be a loving person. You know what I mean? But are they causing more problems than good? That's how you tell if they're evil or not. A lot of these evil people aren't intentionally evil. Like the leader of the Church of Scientology and Hitler. You know what I mean? Hitler thought what he was doing was good. He was trying to, but he's just crazy and negative and full of anger. And his idea of what was good was just not good. But he genuinely thought what he was doing was right. And he could be your neighbor and you could hang out with him, right? And you think he's not that bad. He's kind of a nice person. How's he evil? And it's just like, well, how he's evil is you look at what he did to Germany. That's how you know he's evil. You look at what his actions are. That's how you judge him and you work out. You see, you look at all their actions, you know? And you see, oh, this is what's going on. This person is more trouble than what they are good. This person's a pain in the ass. Of course they mean well. I don't care what they mean. It's what they actually do. So maybe don't be mean to them and fire them and scream at them. Just say, look, I don't like what you're doing as a boss. I don't think you're good at this. See you later. And fire them. You got to get rid of them. That's how you spot an evil person. Are they causing more trouble than good? You know? If you don't know this, you can get sucked in by them. You can be like, oh, it's my best friend Joey. Oh, but he's nice and he said a funny joke once. And oh, Joey, oh, but oh, we went to school together, Joey. Oh, but how can Joey be evil? And it's just like, he's causing all these problems for you. You know what I mean? Look at what he's actually doing. Is it actually helping you? Are things better that he's around? Or is he just using up oxygen and causing problems? He might not intend to be causing these problems, but in his actions are leading to that, you know? Anyway. So that's what I'm just saying, because it's just like, this is the most important thing. What this documentary is talking about is essentially these evil people and what they've done. This small percentage of population who are evil, born naturally evil, and what they're doing to this world that we're living in, and how they're making your life crap. That's what this documentary is about. All right, so that's the intro warning. So if you don't want to wake up to the Matrix, all right, if you don't want to find out the truth, if you just want to live your little happy existence, then don't listen to this, you know? But I recommend you should, because you just end up being their slave, you know? All right, so the documentary is beginning. Yep, it's just playing, sorry. Start up. Okay, it's starting.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something.
This is a scene from The Matrix.
You know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about, where he's going, there's something wrong with the world, it's like driving you mad, because I'm sure the people listening to this, and I had it as well, when you didn't really know what was going on in the world, all you knew is that there was just something wrong. You saw this politician stand in front of the camera and say something, you're like, I don't quite get that. And when I was involved with the in the church, just things were just not quite right, and you're just like, what's going on? There's something wrong, and you don't know. All you know is that you don't know, you know? And you need to find out more. I know now. It's good. And I know there's a lot more stuff I need to know as well. It's important. You never know enough. But like, this documentary gives you a basic idea of what's going on in the world. And it's a starting point. And it's big and it's life-changing. But yeah, we'll continue. But also, but there's a famous song by Lou Reed, I think, where he goes, I think I just don't know, and I think that I just don't know. Because Lou Reed, right, you can tell he's an intelligent guy, he's a really good artist, check out the Velvet Underground and stuff. He's one of these people, like me and probably you, is listening, where you know something's just not quite right. And Lou Reed was like, that's why he wrote that lyric in that song, I think I just don't know, but I think that I just don't know. It's from the Heroin song. A great song. And because he's smart, because in that song he mentions politicians as well, he would just see things that are just not quite right out in the world. And he's got that, like what he's saying in this scene in The Matrix, the splinter in the mind. There's just something that's not quite right. And Lou Reed was one of those people, you know. So Lou Reed was someone who loved this documentary and loved the movie The Matrix. Anyway, continue.
That has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Matrix. Do you want to know what it is?
The Matrix is a control system, right? And in this movie, it's a computer system set up by evil robots or whatever. In this documentary, what the Matrix is a new world order, another way to think of it. Or the bullshit that's being created by the new world order. So you want to find out about the New World Order, to find out what's going on. You might go, what the hell is New World Order? Well, we'll find out about that in the documentary. But it's something set up by evil people to control us all.
Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes.
Exactly. Work, church, taxes. And it's all around, you know. You might see a tree, and that's not really the New World Order or the Matrix. But you might see a billboard that's been, like, sponsored by a certain political party. It's been sponsored and paid for by someone corrupt up that's, like, trying to... I watched this movie once, right? And on the movie, an extra... it had some political messages hidden in the movie. So, like, this bus came onto the screen, right? And the reason I noticed it was because I know a bit about films and all that sort of stuff, but this bus came onto the screen, and it was really obvious that this bus was blocking, was in the shot really obviously. And I kind of thought, why do you need that bus to be so obviously in the shot? Like, obviously in a movie where you're on the street, you can have a bus in the background, but this bus came in the image, and it was just so strongly there. And I was just like, hold on, what the hell? Like, either that's an editing mistake or they intentionally really want that bus to stay there, right? And guess what that bus had written on the side of it? It had a political message about guns on the side of it. And I was like, whoa, that was clearly implanted there for a reason. That was put there for a reason. That wasn't just, you know, let's make a movie and let's have a bus in this scene and then you'll have some advertising on the side of the bus. It was like, let's get this bus with this political message on it and force it into the shot for a few seconds. It was like product placement, you know. And there was another scene in the movie as well where they had this hot girl with really big tits and she was pouring a drink, right? She was just a waiter, right? She was pouring a drink, but the camera, right, was on her for a few seconds, like excessively, right? And it was like, whoa, you know, why, you know, you're making a movie, just show someone pouring a drink, a waiter, what, like, why do they really hone in on this chick with the big breasts? Well, guess what was on her t-shirt that was in front of those big breasts? It was a message about, I don't know, abortion or something, right? And it had a political message in there. And it was just like, what the hell? This is like some Hollywood movie from 1995. But it was just like, what the hell? Like, that was a second blatant brainwashing piece of political information in there. And sorry, it's not necessarily brainwashing, right? Because you can, you know, put your political beliefs into your movie, but it was done. The reason why I reckon it was brainwashing, actually, or dodgy, was because it was done in this secretive way, you know? It wasn't done in an obvious, you know, this is my billboard, this is my t-shirt saying my political beliefs. It was like secretly just put in there so that little kids grow up with movies where they see this little t-shirt and this little bus sign image, and there's no mention that it's what they're watching is a political movie. It's just a cool action movie. And then they suddenly start associating the cool action movie with this political belief. And it's just, that's brainwashing. That's like doing it. It's being manipulative, you know, it's like using psychology and Madison Avenue and advertising to change people's mind in this dodgy way. You know, of course you can run an ad on TV for your political belief, but when you do it in this misleading, shifty way where you're trying to make people believe something without them even realizing that they're believing it, you know, that's wrong. You know, like, anyway, it's dodgy. But I saw it in that movie and I was just like, what the hell? Like, and Alex Jones, listen to stuff Alex Jones talks about. He talks about the CIA, like, making Hollywood movies do certain things. And, you know, and then I see this movie and it's just like, yeah, he's on the ball. Like, I reckon that's true, you know? Anyway. All right, continue.
It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? That you are a slave, Neo.
So you're saying that Neo is a slave, right? We haven't even gotten to well, this is what the documentary is full of. It's full of different clips from everything, but it all makes sense, right? You're a slave, Neo. Because when you don't know about this system, you become a slave. You either become a working slave for some business where you get not that much money and you have to do it forever and you have to pay all these taxes, or you become like a slave to your church having to donate and just being a part of their system and you don't have freedom of thought and stuff, or you become like a slave to like having speeding cameras everywhere and you can't drive whatever speed you feel like in your car and you can't just start whatever business you feel like. You're controlled. You have to like do this and you have to do that, and it's just like, if you don't know the truth, you can get trapped in becoming a slave. And that, and when I was talking about at the start of the podcast with that lady who was working for the church and coming out, she was like a bit of a slave and a willing slave. Like, she didn't know actually what was going on. And if she knew the information that the protester was saying, if she knew really what was going on, then she wouldn't be a slave. You know, education's the key, but not these crappy school education systems. I mean, actually teaching people important information. That's the key. Knowledge is the key. The truth will set you free. Anyway. All right. So sorry, I'm just crapping on a lot. Anyway, I know I'm mentioning the Church of Scientology a lot, but it's just, it's been in my universe for the past few months a lot. So it just needs to come up a lot. Right. And if you haven't listened to the previous podcast, just to let you know, I do believe in the Scientology religion, but I don't believe in the church. And it's the church that's giving the religion a bad name because it's run by a nutcase. And it's got really bad policies and ways of operating and stuff. And a lot of the good people who work at the local church or volunteer at local church they don't know really what's going on and how it's working because they're not smart enough and they're confused by it, and they just get sucked into the trap, you know? All right, so let's continue this documentary.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch.
Exactly, we're born into it. Sorry, I mean, I know I'm talking a lot. I don't even like how much I'm talking, but you're born into it and you don't even know that you're born into this prison, you know? Until you find out the knowledge and the truth, you know? Anyway.
A prison for your mind.
And he goes, a prison for your mind. And that's what's really interesting when you're involved with the Church of Scientology. Not many people, except people who work at just a real high-up headquarters, those people are actually, like, there's security fences and stuff. They actually can't get out, so they actually are physically trapped. But people who work at the local churches and all that sort of stuff, the majority of Scientologists, they're not trapped there, like, with fences or anything. They choose to be there because it's a prison for their mind. Their mind, they choose to be trapped there. They put up the, they make themselves walk in there. You know what I mean? It's just really interesting. You know, a really good way to make a slave is to have the person not think that they're a slave and to have the person enforce their own slavery so you don't even need to have, like, prison wardens or whatever, you know? A hard way to slave people is to take people, lock them up, and put them in a concentration camp and make them be prison slave workers. That's a hard way because they know who their enemy is. It's all obvious. They know who, blah, 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 blah. But if you come up with this whole trap and way of making people slaves without even realizing that they're slaves, that's a really clever way of doing it. And that's what this New World Order is. It's having slaves, making everyone into slaves without even realizing that they're slaves. A lot of people, for example, who pay, like, their income tax and stuff just do so because they're in the habit of doing it and because their parents did it and they just think they're supposed to do it. And so they just continue doing it and they enforce their own slavery every year by submitting their taxes, you know? And they can just break out of the system and just not do it at all, you know? Or at the start, when they first started paying taxes, they just never did it. They wouldn't exist to the tax department and that'll be it. You know what I mean? They could be out of that system. They choose to be a part of it, you know, and they enforce their own slavery and they go, oh, no, I better follow the rules and their own prison warden, you know. Anyway, it's really interesting.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Exactly. So when it comes to this whole new world, all this whole system and stuff, you can watch listen to this podcast, watch this documentary and stuff. But it'll never really hit you until you see things with your own eyes, to experience it for yourself, and then you really see what's going on. You know what I mean? You have to combine two things: all the crap that you hear and what you've actually seen and experienced. And then you'll find out the truth.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take...
Yeah, because waking up to this system is big. And it's like you have to give people a warning before they wake up to it. Like, seriously. I mean, when I left the Church of Scientology, right, I sent a message to a volunteer who was, you know, asking me to come in, and he was threatening to come to my house to come speak to me, right, about the reason why I hadn't been coming in and because of some of the stuff that he'd seen on the internet that I'd done about talking about the church and that. And his whole family is involved with the church, right? And I said to him, look, if you, I said to him, I'm not going back to the church ever again, right? I'm going to continue my services outside of the church in the independent Scientology movement, right? But I said, if you want to come and visit me, right, I'm warning you now, I will tell you the truth. I'll sit you down and tell you the truth about the church and the leader, David Miscavige. And I don't know if you're willing to hear that. Because if he finds out the truth, he might leave and then he won't be able to, he'll leave and then he won't be able to talk to his family, because his family is Scientologists, right? And they have this thing where if someone leaves, they have to disconnect, they have to like excommunicate and not talk to them, right? Like that, like it breaks up the family relationship, right? So it's like if he finds out the truth, then he has to talk to each of his individual family members, right? And they, and hopefully make them all agree to leave, and then they can all leave the church, and then he'll have a happy life. But what could happen is he could find out the truth, and then another family member could disagree, and then he could want to leave, and then his family would break up, and then he wouldn't be able to see his family, and then, you know, maybe he was better off just not finding out the truth in the first place. And that's why it can be hardcore with finding out the truth about what's going on in the world, because it can break up your family and stuff. It can cause problems, you know? And so I just gave him a warning. I said, you know, hey, I'll tell you the truth. You know, I'll let you know what's going on. But it can change your whole opinion of what you're doing with the church and your whole involvement and stuff. It's up to you. If you want to find out the truth, I'm here. You know what I mean? And so what he did was he just didn't even write back. Like, that was it. You know what I mean? Because he looked at it and was just like, he thought either I've gone crazy, I mean, that's all I can really think of what he thinks of the matter. But here's the thing, he's probably a bit confused. That's what they get like in these situations. They get confused because they're like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand why is Andy doing this? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's confusing for them. They're just mildly confused, but he'll just ignore it, ignore the message I sent, and he'll just continue going on with what he's doing. But I'm telling you, if that guy really wanted to find out the truth, if he really wanted to take the red pill and wake up to the Matrix, if he really wanted to seek to live with the truth, which is what L. Ron Hubbard said, the founder of his freaking religion, right, this is why he'll never be more of a Scientologist than me. You know, he might be more of a church member than me, but he won't be more of an actual Scientologist, an actual believer, because he doesn't follow the actual beliefs. If he really followed the belief, he would use his own integrity and think for himself and go, you know what, Andy, what? Yeah, let me know what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? But no, he just saw the message I sent him and he just ignored it and probably marked it in a too hard basket and just said, what, you know, this scares me. What the hell is something corrupt about the church? Or he's just so brainwashed by the church that he thinks everything the church does is definitely true, and he just trusts what he hears about the church and stuff within the church, and he gets no other different viewpoints, and he doesn't change his mind. And that's blind belief in authority, and that is what's wrong with the world. That's a huge thing that's wrong with the world, and that's why the New World Order can get away with what they're doing. That's how they can set up a matrix. Because people have blind belief in authority. They don't try and investigate and learn things themselves. They just do what they're told. And the whole education system trains people to be brought up to just memorize information and spew it out and not think for yourself and not act for yourself and just do what you're told and just trust us. We're the government. We're good. Trust us. We're the church. We're good. Trust us. You know what I mean? And that's what evil and the New World Order hides behind. You know, people just trusting them. Like, let's look at vaccines and how they're harming kids. People just trust their doctor. The doctor's the authority and they know more than me. All I do is sweep leaves. I don't know much. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to trust authority. They must be good. You know what I mean? And that's how you get conned into all this. You know? Some people are negative, right, who always suspect that people are doing bad. And those people are too negative, right? But the people who think that everyone's just all the time assumes that everyone means good except like one or two burglars, right? Those people are just as worse. You have to be critical thinking and try and find out the truth and actually look at information and use your own personal integrity and find out what's going on. That's what you got to do. And that's what this guy isn't doing that I sent the message to. He's not doing that. But one day, he might wake up. You know, one day he'll see something that's just wrong while he's working in the church, and he's just going, I just don't get it. What's going on? You know, and he'll go like, you know, think back to the past and he'll go, I saw this thing with Andy, I saw this thing with someone else, and blah, 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 blah. You know, what's going on? He'll get to that point where he goes, I need to actually look for myself and not just suck in data from everyone else. You know what I mean? Just trust everyone else. Actually, he'll go, you know, I have to investigate this myself. And that's what we all need to be. We all need to be our own personal investigators, not just trust everything that's being said. Like this, like in this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, you obviously don't trust what I say. You have to think for yourself. You know? If I was saying to you, trust me on this information I'm talking about on the podcast, don't investigate it. No, don't look into it. Just trust me. This is the truth. Start getting freaking suspicious. You know, something's going on. And that's what they say, you know, in the church or in government. They go, trust us, you know, believe, have blind belief in authority and all this sort of stuff. We mean well, blah, 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 blah. And it's all to stop you from stopping and thinking for yourself. You, sadly, you have to be an expert, you know. You don't have to learn how to be a good carpenter or a really good makeup artist, you know. Choose whatever job you want. But when it comes to just knowledge in general, and life and what's going on in the world, you have to be your own expert and you have to be trying to find out the truth. Otherwise, you get conned and sucked into things, you know, because things aren't what they seem, you know. There's some of you people who are born naturally quite switched on. They are what they seem because I know you're suspicious that things are not quite right, you know. So for you guys, they are what they seem. But for a lot of other people, they're just like, oh, you know, just simple suburban life, wake up 9 to 5, like normal, blah, 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 and they don't know what's going on. They have no idea what's going on, you know. And waking up to it's really cool. I find it really empowering, energizing, because you find out the truth and it's exciting. Now, let's continue. So what I'm saying is, don't be this person where someone actually offers you the truth, and because it might be scary, might make you scared, don't be a scaredy pants and just run away from it. You know, don't do that. I think you should be harden up and find out the truth, because in the long run, you'll be a lot better. You might get temporarily upset, but it's just temporarily upset. You know? You've got to be willing to find out the truth. Let's continue.
Blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
So when I sent that message to that guy, that was essentially like me saying, do you want to take the blue pill or the red pill? And the guy didn't write back to my message, read it, didn't write back, and didn't want to find out anymore, and he took the blue pill. And people do that. Some people aren't willing to find out the truth because it's unsettling or whatever. You know, but you got to go with the red pill, because in the long run, the red pill is way better, you know. If he'd come and spoken to me, or, you know, actually written back more messages, tried to find out the truth, then he'll be taking the red pill and going the right way. Anyway. Also, quickly, also the reason why this New World Order thing is so big and how they're able to get away with it, and why this guy didn't ask me any more questions and just ignored me, it has a lot to do with the fact that the truth is so big and it's so epic. Like, they've been so deceived and so tricked and so conned for so long. It's so great that it's just unbelievable. It's kind of like saying, hey, apparently in World War II they had these concentration camps and Hitler used to get dildos and shove them up the arse of Jews and, like, enjoy them and then eat them on toast with peanut butter. And you say that, right, and people go, what the fuck? That is so crazy. You know, that's not true. You know, that's just too far. It's not true. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? And so then they don't go and inspect it. And I'm not saying that happened at all. You know what I mean? But it's an analogy, right, for what's going on in the world. You tell them something and it's so outrageous. It's so unbelievable. It's so unbelievable to them. It is literally unbelievable that they go, I'm not even going to inspect. So I send the message to the guy. I say, this is what's going on. And it's like, hold on, this is so unbelievable. I've been caught up with this my whole life. This is what the guy's thinking. Nah, it can't be true. And then they just brush it off. And they never investigate it. But here's the thing. Part of finding out the truth and improving and being knowledgeable is you got to investigate things that seem ridiculous. Like even when I first looked into ghosts and past life memories and all this sort of stuff and spiritual things and stuff, they seem so out there and so unbelievable that a lot of people just brush them off, ignore them. But I'm telling you, there's truth in these things, you know? It's kind of like one time I heard, like 9/11, you hear about the 9/11 conspiracy theory, and you're like, what the hell, this is so crazy, like, yeah, and you get tempted to brush it off. And that's why all these people in the world are going along with this slave system and getting sucked into it, because they brushed off as, oh, it's too unbelievable. But that's exactly how the evil people operate, is whatever they do it so big and so epically crazy. They make it so unbelievable that no one inspects them to find out the truth, and they get away with it all. If they just did one little scam in a bank and ripped off people, people find that believable, right? And people would, and you mention it, and people go, oh, I'll investigate that bank with that little scam, and then they get busted. But if they do a really big scam, they go all in, they make it epic, and they involve every single bank in the world, then whenever anyone finds out about it and they go telling people, they go, oh, that guy's a conspiracy theory nut and he's crazy. Or that Andy Knowles, look how crazy he is. Look at the hell that he believes. That's so ridiculous. And it's just like, I know it's ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy, but it's the truth. You know? So part of the thing that these evil people use is whatever they do it epically big. So big that it's like, people don't even question what's going on. It's so evil that people just brush it off and ignore it. And that's how they're able to get away with it, you know? So if you ever come across something that's so evil, so unbelievable, don't necessarily just ignore it and say that's ridiculous, because there could be truth in that. All right, let's continue.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
So he takes a red pill. See, he's interested, you know? He's bored with everyday life, so he wants to find out the truth. And this is showing images of 9/11 and their buildings falling. And then Bush signing laws into a place after 9/11 to I've got to pause. It showed Bush signing documents, right, in government to pass all these laws, because now everyone will accept these laws because they all have to protect everyone from the crazy terrorists that happened in 9/11. These are the things that they do. They cause a crisis, right, and then everyone's like, and then they have the solution, and then everyone goes along with it because of the crisis. If there was no 9/11, they wouldn't have been able to get away with, pushing all these crazy laws and that sort of stuff, you know? It's called false flag. It's using terrorism in order to get your own result, you know? It's just clever, you know? It's clever ways of manipulating people, you know? And apparently that's the whole point of 9/11. It was like to really shock American people so then they could implement huge police control measures and then they'll have their new world order grow and stuff. Because the public are like, yeah, we need more police to protect us from the terrorists. And it's just like, no, don't give away your freedoms to protect you from the terrorists. And similar things like this happened in the Church of Scientology. You know, not nothing to do with terrorists, but they had similar things where the leader was like, you know, oh, we're getting attacked by blah, 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 so we have to do blah, 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 and everyone would go along with it. And it's just like, if they weren't getting so-called attacked, then people wouldn't be able to go along with it, you know? So it would say things like, oh, no, the church is getting attacked, and we're getting picked on by the media, and blah, 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 and it's just like, it creates a panic, and then he goes, you know, we've got to do this to solve the problems. And then people go, yeah, great, we'll donate heaps to you. Here, take the money and help. Go do good with it. You know what I mean? And it's just like, hey, hold on. Have you ever even investigated to see if these attacks that he's talking about are even existing, or are they just made up? You know what I mean? And if you look into 9/11, you'll see that it's made up, and that's what this documentary talks about. They made 9/11 happen on purpose, or they encouraged it so that they could then bring in all these controls. That's one thing a lot of evil people do, whether it comes to wars, or it comes to money, or it comes to something else. They do that where they create a problem, and then they say, we've got to do this. Right? But they secretly created the problem in the first place. You've got to do this to solve the problem. And then they make heaps of money off this solving of the problem, you know? This is how they managed to get the Federal Reserve Bank set up in America in 1913.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
So that's a group of really, really, really rich people that own banks and can control governments and pick politicians and stuff that meet up once a year, and they make decisions that can affect everyone because they're much more powerful than you and me, you know? Because they've got heaps of money, so they can do all these things. And also, they've got no sense of right or wrong, so they're willing to do anything in order to get what they want. That's how they managed to get rich in the first place. They just cheated the way there. So, you know, these are the people who are pulling the strings that are really doing stuff in the world. You know, the average person you see working in a post shop has, like, no influence on what happens in the world. Like, pretty much none. You know, most people pretty much have no influence on what's going on in the world. Hardcore fact to face. And then you get some people who, like, just make, like, posts on Facebook, which is doing something. But then it's just like, you know, if you really want to get results or have anything really happen, you have to actually get up and really do stuff in the world, you know. And there's not many people who are in that category of actually doing something about what's going on in the world. But these evil dudes are running the show, and they're controlling the world, yeah.
We are opposed around the world,
John F. Kennedy,
by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covet means for expanding its
covet means means secret means, like hidden
influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
Okay, so he's talking about the New World Order, right? And, well, you could also argue he was talking about the USSR, the communistic system, like back in 1960. Either one, but they're both control mechanisms that they go about in different ways. The New World Order is going about it from the police state point of view at the moment, but they can also be changing. They can change whatever they want. But you can go with the communistic takeover of the world, which is when you got these big governments where everyone has to do what the government says involving work and blah, 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 blah. Or you can go with more the police state point of view, where people are free to have their own businesses, like their own shops, and be their own mechanics, but there's a police state everywhere and they're completely controlled. And what America is heading towards is more the police state point of view. So what New World Order would do is, if the country is a communist sort of country with a big government and not, you know, if you don't know what a communism is, just look it up. Whether it's communism or it's capitalism, they make it so that in the end, what they have is a giant control system where they're in control and they have slaves. So with a capitalist system, Joe Blow might just be a fence painter, and the government might not be controlling, might not be telling him what job he can do, right? But he has to pay taxes, or he has to drive his car at a certain speed, and he's not allowed to leave his town without, like, a license, and he can't go fishing without a license, he can't drive a boat without a license, and he can't climb up a mountain without a license, and he can't have a chicken farm without a license. This is how far it's going, and he has to pay $100 a year for his license. The next year, he has to pay $150 a year to get his license renewed, and then the government says he's not allowed to own a gun, so he can't protect himself. And it's just, this is this giant police state thing, you know, where there's all these regulations, all these rules, you know? Or you have the communistic system where people live in, like, I don't know, community houses, and no one really owns their own specific house. And then they go and do this job that they're, where it's run by the government, where they make factory boots and stuff. The communistic one really doesn't work. It's really, you know, it's just look up North Korea. It's crazy. But that's a hard one to achieve. But because America's been more, always a more capitalist society, right? Then, of course, the New World Order would see America and go, well, let's make America into a police state with police rules and regulations everywhere, and, like, special train station police called PSAs, or special transport police at airports called TSAs, and there's TSA, PSA, CBA, CCA, CCIB, and it's just like, what the hell is it? All these government departments with all these little CIA, FBI, all these little names and stuff. And then what you have is effectively just have policemen everywhere. And then they set up computers and stuff where it monitors what people are doing with their spending and stuff. And they ban using cash to buy things so they can track everything you've been buying because you've been using it on a card. And then they have the economic police, you know what I mean? But, of course, they don't call it the economic police. They call it Financial Responsibility Authority or something, FFC or some crap. And then people are like, no, what are you talking about? There's no police state. We've only got 10,000 police. And 50 years ago, we had 10,000 police. And it's just like, yeah, the amount of police has stayed the same. But there's all these other people that are acting like police, that essentially, like, are police. Essentially, it's the same thing, you know? They're not actually called police. They're called FFCI, you know? And so this is just explaining the control mechanism. This is the sort of stuff that they do. So you can make a slave out of someone using the police state model, or you can use the communistic sort of 1984 book style. Or another style that hasn't been invented yet, but there'll be some other style out there that will come in the future. But essentially, it's the same thing. You've got to understand what it is, because it will be cloaked in something else. It'll be called Ching Ching Mawa or something. And it goes, Ching Ching Mawa is in communism, but it's just like, hold on, yeah, it's that same idea. It's the same idea as police states. You have to understand the idea. It's all about taking your freedom and controlling you and you being a slave. And even if it tells you it's setting you free, don't believe that. You have to look at what's actually going on. And is there more and more regulations and more contrapping, controlling and trapping and less freedom? And it's like, yes, you know? And my experiences with the Church of Scientology, right, was that was another control mechanism, controlling people through the church. So let's say you got someone, right, who doesn't like government, but they might like their religion. Well, you suck them in and then you control them through the church so that they don't, no matter what, you're controlling them. You got them pinned down and you're holding them down and controlling them. You know, you come up with, I don't know, they want to be a chicken farmer, and you come up with all these regulations for being a chicken farmer, and then they're controlled as being a chicken farmer. You know what I mean? It's capturing people. Because it's just like with the Church of Scientology, it was like they liked Scientology, right? They like Scientology and they want to expand Scientology and they want everyone to become Scientologists in the world, right? And so then they say, we defeated communism. There's no communism, and we have free market capitalism, and that's great. And everyone's Scientologists. That's great. But the whole Scientology movement was hijacked and became a control mechanism, right? And so now, yeah, you've defeated the police state, okay? Yeah, you've defeated the communism model, but now you've got the whole world as being Scientologists, and that in itself is a control mechanism because they're all controlled by the church. And the church calls they don't call them police, they call them ethics, but it's still police. It's still doing the same thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like the communism thing. They can call them KGB, SS, CGI, blah, 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 blah. You look at what's actually going on. It's the same thing. So that's what the New World Order do. They go into churches and they take them over and they set them up the way they want them set. So that the church, if it does get big, they're in control of it and it becomes a control mechanism. They always make things into control mechanisms, whether it's the communistic movement, because the communistic movement probably started off with being this good idea, because it kind of sounds like a good idea where people don't have money and everyone just switches, trades objects and that. Can you see how it could kind of be a cool system? They take that and they go, got to hijack that. They would not get ahead of the sea of Scientology movement. They go, got to hijack that and make it sure it's a control mechanism. They slightly change it after each year. They make it to a control mechanism. Then they see the free market capitalism system and they go, shit, these people are having freedom. What the hell? We've got to take that and control that. And so that people who are dumb think that, or people just haven't found the truth, think that they're getting free market capitalism, but it's just this retarded, and that's what's going on in America and stuff, and most of the Western world, this retarded, not really free market, and it's like a controlled system, you know? So that's why you've got to not understand necessarily words, you've got to understand ideas that are associated with the word, like police state has a certain idea connected with it. And it's that whole thing of controlling and making slaves out of people. Anyway. All right. So I'll just quickly play a little bit more and then we'll finish the podcast.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Okay, so... it's dissenters are silenced, not praised. So that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever you try and go up against these systems and stuff and expose corrupt churches or corrupt governments and all this sort of stuff, you get told to shut up. You get picked on and stuff because they don't want people finding out the truth, you know? But I'll let this finish, this John F. Kennedy speech finish. This is showing John F. Kennedy, this image right now on the screen is showing John F. Kennedy getting shot because he was talking about these things and trying to stop wars and expose these things. And so what do? They secretly sniper him and shoot him. Shut him up.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth agenda, a new world order, can emerge, a new era.
So there he goes, in these troubled times, a new world order can emerge. They intentionally want there to be all these troubled times and problems so they can go, hey, here's the solution, new world order, new world order. All right, so it's about 5 minutes into the documentary, and the hour is well and truly up, but I will continue with this running commentary. And that's it for me, Andy Nolte, Space Cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me. Signing out. Ni hao!